freight train. Take me from the train. I'm going away. I'm leaving today. I'm going, but I ain't coming back.
Still flat, get it.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what will make you sing if you have it in you. Sometimes I don't have it in me, but that great mandolin playing, you know, don't you think so? You know, it takes two to tango, don't it? Usually it's five or six, but tonight it's two.
Well, I tell you, you know, Dell also raises bluegrass musicians. He and his wife, Jean, raised two of the world's greatest bluegrass pickers, Ronnie and Rob McCurry.
You know, and I'll tell you another thing now. We were just talking to a guy on the phone just a minute ago, and his name is Sam Grisman. And he's out in Albuquerque tonight playing with a world-class country singer, you know. I forget her name. Leanne Womack, yeah. But anyway, talking about raising musicians, he's got several himself, you know. He's got, yeah, he does. Sammy's a great, great musician. Great, I really like him. Could we hire him?
Yeah, well, he's not exactly available, but he can be had. He plays the upright bass. Actually, we played here on my little folk jazz trio.
Have you been here already? Yeah.
Sure, go ahead.
All right. Now, you know, we're going to get David to sing a song now, and the guy that wrote this song, he's kind of an obscure writer, you know.
I don't know if he wrote it, actually.
Oh, maybe he didn't.
I think this is an old song.
Oh, so he stole it?
Well,
he recorded it. Yeah, that's probably true, you know, but there was a lot of thieving going back years ago, I remember, on songs. But the guy that I heard do it, I guess, was a guy by the name of Bob Baker, and he was from Baltimore, Maryland. And he wasn't actually from there, but he played music there back when I was playing. That's where I first got my job with Bill Monroe, was in a little club there in Baltimore. Any folks from Baltimore here? I didn't think so. Don't go. But I want David to sing you this song, and he'll tell you the name of it. And I know the chord, so that's all we need.
This is, I learned this from Bob Baker. Was on the first bluegrass album I ever heard in my life. It's called Mountain Music Bluegrass Style, produced by Mike Seeger for Folkways. It's still in print on Smithsonian Folkways. It's a great record of a lot of lesser known wonderful bluegrass musicians. This is one of the tunes on there. It's called The Snow Dove.